This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House State Affairs will come to order. I'd like to welcome you all here this morning. Welcome anybody who's listening on the internet. I'd like to remind everyone to shut their cell phones off unless you want to make a donation to the governor's Habitat Fund, and then just hand the cell phone number up here and we can arrange that. I know the governor would appreciate that, and so would the pheasants. With that, I ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Anderson,
here.
Dennert,
here.
Diedrich,
here.
Goodwin,
here.
Gosch, excused, Hansen,
here.
Haugard,
here.
Jensen,
here.
McCleary,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Smith,
here.
Beal,
here.
Quam,
here.
We have a forum, Mr. Chairman.
With that, I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes. Moved by McCleary, seconded by Hansen. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. I'd like to remind the testifiers to sign in and make sure lobbyists are wearing the proper badges. And if there's any handouts, run them through the pages. With that, I'd like to have the pages come up, introduce themselves, a little bit about themselves, and what their plans are for the future.
My name is Peyton Mueller. I'm from Yankton, and I plan on going to USD and majoring in political science and minoring in criminal justice.
My name is Jalen Fass. I go to Roosevelt High School. I plan on taking poli sci and law school at Texas Christian University.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'm going to take a chance for a personal privilege this morning. Last night at 1:32, we had a new granddaughter born. Her name is Lena Lavon. She weighed 8 pounds and cute little bugger. So, anyway, thank you. There's two bills that we're going to defer today, 1097 and 1122, at the request of the sponsors. We'll start out with HB 1092, revise certain provisions regarding campaign finance disclosure reports. Is there any proponent testimony? Morning, Representative.
Good morning. I think there's one. I do have an amendment that I'm going to pass out, or have the pages pass out. My name is Representative Drew Dennert. I'm from Aberdeen, District 3, Brown County. I bring to HB 1092 an act to revise certain provisions regarding campaign finance disclosure reports. This is very similar to a bill that I brought last year. The number on that was either 1176 or 1177. And what that bill did last year was it said all legislative and all county candidates have to file a pre-primary report regardless of whether or not they're running in a primary, which would be consistent with what our statewide candidates currently do. I got it through this committee, I believe unanimously. I got it to the floor with only 5 no votes. And once I got over to the Senate State Affairs Committee, they said it's just a little bit too broad, and they ended up killing it and sending it to the 41st day. So 1092 is a similar bill, but it isn't quite as broad. What it says, and you'll see the amendment does not change the intention of the bill at all. It's just wording that I had worked out with the Secretary of State. They did not particularly care for the current language. They thought that amendment was much better. So that's the amendment. I hope you will adopt that at the proper time. What this would do, if there were any county race or any legislative race where there is a primary, so we'll use the leader for an example. He had his Democratic opponents this year had a primary in District 21. So they were required to file a pre-primary report, but he did not have a primary this time. So what this would do would make Representative Quam and then Representative Fink, who was the other candidate in that race, they would have both had to file a pre-primary report. The first time I ran in 2016, I had a primary. There were 3 people running for 2 House seats on the Republican side, and then the 2 Democratic candidates did not have a primary. So I'd filed my report on May 20th or whenever the deadline was, but my opponents didn't have to. So they could look at my reports, all my finances as of May 20th, and see exactly how much money I'd raised, how much money I'd spent, and who I'd raised all my money from. But I couldn't see anything as regards to how much they had raised. So in my opinion, we're not applying the law equally to the candidates. This is just a simple change that would do that, and I hope that you will vote yes on this bill and send it to the floor. Thank you.
Is there any more proponent testimony? Would someone like to move the amendment? President McGosh, is there a second? Seconded by Peterson. Any comments? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Bill is amended. 1092 KB. With that done, is there any more proponent testimony? Do we have any opponent testimony? Any opponent testimony? Seeing none, there's no reason for any rebuttal. I will open it up for questions, comments, or action.
Move to pass.
Second. Moved by Representative Smith, seconded by Representative McCleary. Any comments? Any comments from anyone? Okay, seeing none, the Secretary will call the roll. In favor, yes. Opposed, no. As amended.
Representatives Anderson.
Yes.
Dennert.
Yes.
Diedrich.
Yes.
Goodwin.
Yes.
Gosch.
No.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haugard.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
McCleary.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Smith.
Beal?
Yes.
Quam?
Yes.
12 ayes, 1 nay.
With a vote of 12 to 1, House Bill 1092 as amended is sent to the floor. We will move on to HB 1098, revised provisions regarding publication of official ballots in a legal newspaper. Do we have any proponent testimony? Good morning.
Morning. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of State Affairs. I don't know if you all got the email from...
Would you state your name, please?
Steve Livermont, District 27, Representative. I don't know if you all got the email from our auditor from Jackson County, to the effect of pertaining to this bill. I'd like to hand, if you did, this will help. I'd like to have the pages hand out.
Yep.
So anyway, this is a simple bill. It was requested by an auditor in my district. All it allows is for the auditor to publish the ballot within 2 calendar weeks prior to the election instead of 1 calendar week. This came about because of a published primary ballot that was somewhat unreadable, which you're looking at now. The auditor was upset that the voters weren't completely informed. 2 weeks would have given her time to publish it again. I'm just asking for your favor on this bill to get her passed. Thank you.
Any further proponent testimony?
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Roger Telling, he is in the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Association of County Officials, which includes the treasurers, registers of deeds, and auditors. I'd like to thank Representative Livermont for bringing this bill. This was a proposal that came out of our association's convention this last summer. And as Representative Livermont explained, it's the direct result of the problem that one of our more rural areas experienced in trying to publish a ballot for the benefit of the voters. Because it was a weekly newspaper published 1 week before the election, there wasn't an opportunity to republish it. And so having it having the law changed to allow for publication at least 2 weeks before the election would allow those counties that only have a weekly newspaper to make make different arrangements if something like that would happen again. So appreciate your support. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any further proponent testimony? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. David Bordewijk, registered lobbyist for South Dakota Newspaper Association. And I had surveyed some of our members when this bill was introduced to sort of get some feedback from them and sort of went back and forth on the issue. Some of our members certainly understood, appreciated the fact that the current law as it is, that it requires a ballot to be published in the week just prior to the election. That law has been that way for several years. I think some of the thinking is that that's when people are most focused on the election that week prior, and so that's when they get their attention most. However, the issue that you have before you is certainly very real, and our members agreed that this change makes sense in terms of giving weekly newspapers the opportunity to correct mispublication or a wrong publication, or if they didn't get it published the first week, they would have a second week to get the job done. So with that, we are supportive. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponent testimony? Any further proponent? Seeing none, do we have any opponent testimony? Any opponent testimony? Seeing none, there's no reason for a rebuttal, so I will open it up to committee questions, comments, or action. President Gosch.
Move to pass.
Seconded by Dennert. Any comments?
Mr. Leader.
President Goodwin.
Yeah, I was just going to comment on the weekly newspapers. Everybody says newspapers are dead, but in the rural districts, like Representative Livermont and I have in Custer and Fall River County, they live and die by the weekly newspapers. They read every article in them, and so that they just get their paper every Wednesday or Thursday, and that's what they read. And so that's their news information. So I just recommend do pass.
Any other comments? President Gosch.
Thank you. Yes, I would like to reiterate the comments there. And this happens a lot more often than you would think in some of our rural newspapers. They don't have the financial backing behind them, A, to get the equipment to be able to sometimes prevent some of this. And then, B, if they just gave them a little bit of time, I think it would help them out a lot.
Any other comments? Okay, with that, I will have the secretary call the roll. In favor of yes, opposed no.
Representatives Anderson.
Yes.
Dennert.
Yes.
Diedrich.
Yes.
Goodwin.
Yes.
Gosch.
Yes.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haugard.
Yes.
Jensen.
Yes.
McCleary.
Yes.
Peterson.
Aye.
Smith.
Yes.
Beal.
Yes.
Quam.
Yes.
13 ayes.
House Bill 1098 passes 13-0 and will be sent to the floor. Representative Dennert moves consent.
Second.
Seconded by Jensen. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Post same sign. It is moved consent. Okay, we will move on to HB 1114, revised provisions regarding state-owned motor vehicles. Is there any proponent testimony? She's not here. We will be at ease. We will defer HB 1114 till Wednesday. So with that, I guess our business is done here. Motion to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.